Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Taylor. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ron Taylor. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is hit by the pitch. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monbouquet for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Essigian. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit strikes out. One out. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbukett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels is walked intentionally. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Klein hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 3 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 4 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte now playing second base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 4 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 4 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Romano and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 4 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 4 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkland moves to third. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland, who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone is walked intentionally. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon is walked intentionally. Malzone moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hardy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.